This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, overall, it has been a disappointing summer for Hollywood, but one movie recently provided a significant bump in box office sales. The movie It is an adaptation of Stephen King's 1986 novel and broke many box office records for September. Why is a scary movie doing so well in theaters? There are many theories. First, that there has been a build-up to the movie after the first trailer was released in March. It set a record of 197 million global views. Of course, you could point to other movie trailers that did well but didn't perform when it came time to put people in the seats. Movies like Transformers, King Arthur, and The Mummy, with well-known titles and huge budgets, flopped this summer. Second, there is the physiological response. Scary movies increase the heart rate, blood pressure, and respiration. Professor Glenn Sparks explains that frightening films leave a physiological arousal known as the excitation transfer process. The rush of excitement keeps them coming back for more. Third, Joanna Robinson, writing in Vanity Fair, reminds us that people tired of being shushed or tired of shushing don't have that problem in horror movies. People are expected to scream, shriek, and even talk back to the screen. It is a communal experience of shared terror. Last month, I quoted from Pastor Rick Steadman, who argues that superhero movies and horror movies are quite popular because our materialistic society has repressed belief in the supernatural. Quoting from the book Monsters from the Id by Michael Jones, Rick Steadman uses the psychological terms of sublimation and displacement to explain our fascination with these movies. As a society, we may deny the supernatural, but God has placed eternity in our hearts, so we look for the supernatural element in other areas, like fantasy films and horror movies. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.